I don't have to say that this has been a pretty challenging year, 2020. There's been some ups, but there's been a lot of downs. And a lot of people have, I think, chosen to focus on those down times. They've even chosen to make 2020 somewhat of a meme. You know, they've been grasping at different images. What can capture 2020 in its essence? And there's been a few memes that I've seen floating around there. One is a dumpster fire. That's been this meme given to us of, in its essence, what 2020 has been, a dumpster fire. They've even made some Christmas ornaments of it that you can hang on your tree. Father Matthew actually ordered one, and believe it or not, it's stuck in customs. That's one of the memes people have kind of come up with to explain this year and its challenges. I actually get my sisters a Christmas ornament every year. When they got married around 20 years ago, they got their Christmas trees and they didn't have any ornaments for it. So I've chosen every year since then to give them an ornament to kind of fill their trees. And this is the one I got them this year. If they're watching, this is a bit of a spoiler alert. But it's the Grinch wearing a face mask that says 2020. And then it says, stink, stank, stunk, from the Grinch Who Stole Christmas. 2020. This has been what a lot of people have chosen to just, I think, kind of cope with the damages of this year. And there's even been somewhat of a desire to just move past this year. Let's just leave it behind us and live for 2021 or live for some kind of ambiguous place in the distant future. And I can kind of sympathize with that we want to get through the difficulties and the challenges. The way I would say it, however, is this, that the best thing about 2020 is what comes after it. And I don't mean 2021. I don't mean some place in the future that's greener pastures. I mean, the best thing about 2020 is literally what comes after it. Those two letters, abbreviations, A.D. Anno Domini. The year 2020 in the year of our Lord. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. We celebrate 2020 years after the coming of Jesus in Bethlehem. And when he broke into this world, there were a lot of dumpster fires. There were a lot of bad things going on, and those bad things even continued after he came. But the difference is that AD, after every year we've counted since his coming, that he has remained with us. He is still Emmanuel. He is still the one who remains. That through our ups and through our downs, Jesus is with us and he's available to us. Now, we can debate whether it was exactly 2020 years since his coming. Maybe it was fewer than that. Maybe it was a little bit more. But the fact remains that Jesus did come and he still comes to us. He still makes himself available to us. And there's actually a scripture that tells the exact time of his coming. It doesn't tell the date. It doesn't give us some year. It tells us something much more important. This is a scripture that we hear from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. It's a scripture so important, I actually put it on a holy card and handed it out to people at my ordination. And this is the scripture that St. Paul gives us to the exact timing of our Lord's coming. St. Paul wrote this, "But when the time had fully come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the heaviness of the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons and daughters." That's when St. Paul says that Jesus came, when the time had fully come, the fullness of time. That's when Jesus broke into the world. Now, we might ask, why? Why that time? Why didn't he come sooner? Or why didn't he come later? I think he didn't come sooner than that year he came at Bethlehem, because the descendants of Adam and Eve had to recognize their need for a Savior. You see, Adam and Eve, they were our first parents, and they had that first original sin, the sin of pride. And then generation after generation, we can see the effect that that sin had on the world. The contagion of sin spread. It continued to go forward, and their descendants asked the question, how can we save ourselves? How can we get past this sin of our first parents? And they tried, and they tried, and they tried, and they couldn't do it. You see, the sin of pride has one remedy, humility. And so the descendants of Adam and Eve had to recognize in humility their need for a Savior. They actually couldn't save themselves. They had to wait for someone who could save them. And that stirred in their heart a great longing. They longed generation after generation for a Savior. And then in the fullness of time came Jesus. He came at the right time. He didn't wait too long. Had he waited longer, they may have just given up. They may have despaired and given up all hope of being saved. But Jesus came at the right time, in the fullness of time. And it's actually when Jesus still comes. Jesus comes to you and Jesus comes to me in the fullness of time. He comes when our longing is the greatest, when our weariness grows the most. That's when Jesus comes. And he doesn't wait too long that we would despair and turn away from him. He comes at the right time. He comes in the fullness of time to our dumpster fires and to all of the challenges that we face. And that's how he comes to you this Christmas. He comes in the fullness of time, right here in this Mass, here in this place. Jesus comes as your Savior. We might be longing for 2021, or we might be pining for the days of 2019, but Jesus actually can't come to us in those places. He can actually only come to us right here. Jesus comes to us in the present. Jesus comes to us in the fullness of time, and he comes to save us. So, brothers and sisters, if you're like me, with a weary and heavy heart, bring that to Jesus today. Let him save you today. He can only save you right here in the year 2020 AD. And then he'll save you in 2021 once we get there. But let's come to him today as sons and daughters of the Father. Let us come and cry out to Jesus that he would come and save us.